Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome into quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. The tournament is in full swing, and the action hasn't disappointed. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of action. Bet $1 on any tournament game, and if your team wins, you win $100. It's that simple. Pick any college basketball team that's still in the hunt for your shot at winning $100, and all it takes is a $1 bet and that team winning their next game. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 if the college basketball team, if you're choosing, pulls off the win. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, it is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, and I get to welcome in a very special guest, our good buddy T. Frank Carr, contributor to Blue White Illustrated with his great scouting reports. T. Frank, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. I'm excited to be here, and I'm excited to talk about quarterbacks.
Let's do it. Quarterback seems to be our favorite conversation, and Penn State in the 2022 class has two really, really good commits in Drew Aller from Ohio, who we had T. Frank on a couple weeks ago talking to us about that scouting report. This week, we're going to go with Bo Prabula, the quarterback out of York, Pennsylvania. He did a great job this past season, took his team to the state championship game. And T. Frank, let's start with this. Drew Aller, 6'5", 220, little bit different style quarterback than Bo Prabula.
Yeah, you know, when we get into the breakdown of pro style versus dual threat quarterbacks, both these guys can run and both these guys can move. The difference is Prabula is a threat with his legs. Like, he is a dynamic runner, but that doesn't... I think the dual threat in some people's minds still means run first. Means athlete that doesn't know how to play the position yet. And that's not the case for most quarterbacks in college and, you know, honestly, in the NFL as well. You have guys that are fast and are genuinely dynamic, but that doesn't preclude them from being, you know, a position first player. And that's what you have in Bo Prabula. That's really the difference between the two in my mind, is that they both are quarterbacks. So the distinction doesn't mean too much to me.
And we're both in agreement with that, that this separating quarterbacks, high school quarterbacks, as either pro style or dual threat is outmoded, shouldn't be there. It's just now, though, there is an attribute that these guys who are often listed as dual threat, that they are mobile, they can use their feet, but it's also not just a case of they could use that mobility to run. I think probably more importantly, T. Frank, is having that mobility, get out of the pocket, get out of trouble, but still make a play with your arm.
Yeah, and that is a lot of what Bo Prabula did last year, and that was by design. So, like, give credit to his coaching staff for seeing a unique talent and taking advantage of it. They had a lot of mobile pockets, so they were, you know, designed rollouts, a lot of, you know, moving around the field, taking advantage of his dynamism, and a lot of half-field reads because of that. So you're rolling out to the left, you've got a levels concept where you've got a deep, you got a short, you got an intermediate, and if it's not there, then you can take off. And he was very good in those situations of being judicious. When the throw is there, throw it. And when it's not, he is a creative runner as well. So it's not just the fact that he's fast. He can make people miss in traffic. He's good at setting up blocks and all those things. So, you know, credit where credit's due about the mobility and the way he was used last year. 48 combined touchdowns shows you that he was in a system that focused on him and he was productive in it. That is all you can ask for from a player.
And you talked about this. Plays break down in football. And do you have a quarterback who could, I guess the expression is make something out of nothing sometimes, and that's what Bo Prabula can do.
Yeah, that's the special part of his game. That's the part that everyone, to me, that's the part that everyone's comparing to Trace McSorley, is the sort of wow plays where you're not expecting it. So it's not just the rollouts, it's the scrambles, it's the ability to, under pressure, make somebody miss and keep your eyes downfield and then find a guy in a scramble drill. That is what breaks defenses. Like, a lot of times, those are the big plays that change the outcomes of games, and that's where the specialness of Bo Prabula comes out, is that he is able to, in those moments, remain composed and go find the receiver. He knows where people should be on the field by the film, and he's able to then, on the move, keep his base, his structure downfield so that he can throw accurately. Now, it's not always perfect. The receiver sometimes drops the ball. Sometimes it's a little bit of an overthrow. But if you're looking at a high school quarterback, he's doing all of that, and he's hitting more times than not. And when he's not, it's still in the ballpark. Like, that's really impressive. That's the stuff where it's when we have this comparison, and these two are always going to be compared. When you have that comparison, that's where, despite Drew Aller's abilities, this is Bo Prabula is a match in a lot of ways, because he does these things that are just special. And there's the sort of you can't teach sort of thing about that.
One thing I want to be careful of, and I fell into this trap when I heard comparisons to Trace McSorley, and I was surprised when I finally did watch his tapes. I was like, wow, he's bigger than I thought he was. Yep. And when I made the comparison of Drew Aller, no, Bo Prabula is not 6'5", but he's not 5'11" either. He's 6'2", so there is some decent size there, more so than I had thought to begin with. T. Frank, perhaps the most important attribute, though, of a quarterback is probably accuracy. Let's start with that and talking about Bo Prabula's arm. Is it labeled accurate?
So, yes, I would say if you want to give it an overall, yes, he is a very accurate quarterback. So there's different types of throws, and there's different places that you can be in when you need to be accurate. Now, we just talked about his off-platform and his mobile throwing, and he, I would say, is a above-average accurate quarterback on those plays. And then when within the structure of the offense, when he has his first read, he's able to see it pre-snap or right after, diagnose, step up and throw, he is an accurate quarterback. So I think if you look overall, yes. Now, there's a couple of things where, and again, leaning on that Trace McSorley comparison, sometimes when you have the RPO footwork or the read option footwork where you have to fake a run, you have to fake the handoff, then you have to turn your hips and throw, some of those on those short, you know, outlet passes or slants, they can get a little low, they can be a little off target. That's really hard footwork to do, and it's something that, I think he is relatively consistent at, but there are times where the ball does, you know, land at the feet of the running back or the receiver, and that's that. To me, I'm not overly concerned about that, but that is one thing where he'll have to clean that up, because that's going to definitely be a part of his game at the next level.
But those sound like the type of issues that can be cleaned up, especially, well, he has another year in high school, but then also you get to the collegiate level. That's the type of thing I would assume collegiate level coaching would be pretty good at cleaning up.
You'd think. Now, part of that does come down to his ability to correct those things, but you see him do it properly. That's the thing, is you see him do it properly. It's just the consistency of being able to flip your hips and not rush. And, cause, you know, that's a lot of times what the problem is. Quarterbacks see it and they know it's a fast throw, it's a fast play, it's a now sort of thing. So then I have to get the ball out as soon as I can. He's got a quick release, he's got a quick decision-making matrix. So I think that it's just making sure that part he doesn't rush. And to me, that it's not a problem of he doesn't know how to do it, or he hasn't been taught how to do it, or there's this consistent flaw. It's just that he has to make sure that step A, step B, step C is a part of the, you know, and you don't want to rush from A to C. That's all.
The discipline to do it every time to be
exactly
consistent with it. Now, in reading your a scouting report on him, if there's another part of his game that may not have as big an arm, say, as Drew Aller, that's the impression that I got. But it isn't necessarily that he can't make the deep throws, but there are maybe some of those throws into a tight window that he doesn't quite have the same arm strength of, again, using Drew Aller as an example.
Yeah, so it is unfortunate for him that he's being compared to the best arm that I've seen Penn State recruit in a while, right? And that's going to be a part of this. But this is the difference, and you said this to start out, where everyone's comparing him to Trace McSorley for, I think, the flaws as well. Some of those RPO footwork things Trace, you know, until his senior year still struggled with consistency. Bo Prabula is 6'2", 200 pounds right now. So, you know, there is room to grow. I think you look at him and you see that his frame is not fully developed. So, you know, we all grow. We have growth spurts, not just from a height perspective, but also from a muscle density perspective at different times in our lives. And I don't think that he's fully developed yet, where a guy like Drew Aller, I think, has pretty much hit his growth spurt. He's the size he's going to be relatively for the rest of his life. He's already 225 pounds, 6'5". Bo Prabula has room to grow. So I think that the arm strength thing, I see upside there, where, you know, he's going to get a little stronger. His legs are going to get a little stronger. Overall, his frame, his shoulders will mature, those sort of things. Now, there is an innate ability to throw the ball really hard that, you know, goes down to the fabric of your whatever. He doesn't seem to have that, but I don't think that the arm strength thing to me is an issue. It's just a developmental prospect, and if this is the floor, he has enough, but it would be on the underside of college arms. Now, he, I think, can get farther than that.
All right, in the last minute that we have, T. Frank, and you said it's unfortunate we keep comparing Bo Prabula to Drew Aller, but you have to. They're both coming into the same class. How does this play out with two very good quarterbacks coming in the same class?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Because, like, they both have phenomenal traits, and it's going to come down to all of the intangible things that I'm always mad about. Like, the things that always make me angry or that frustrate me are when people say things like it factor or, you know, the intangibles, because you can just lie about that. You can just absolutely make that stuff up, but it is real.
Questioned.
So, like, when it comes down to these guys, it's going to be, they both have the talent to succeed. So it's going to be work ethic, determination, and just the ability to play college football and mentally process a defense at high speed. And those are all the things that you don't know until you know.
All right, that's going to have to be it. Again, fantastic info. Make sure you check out his articles in Blue White Illustrated. T. Frank, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me. I always enjoy it.
The tournament is in full swing, and DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of action. Bet $1 on any tournament game, and if your team wins, you win $100. It's that simple. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN. That's code KSN for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the goat.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.